right, Carol, what's not to like about $50 billion? Is this a political split between the two parties?
Not exactly. It's House Republicans versus everybody else. I wanted to understand it and the way that they were thinking. So I spent the past week playing tapes over and over, and I heard three recurring themes. The first one was many of the House Republicans don't trust the federal government. Here's Representative Charles McBurney from Jacksonville.
Our budget is replete with situations where the federal government has provided money for programs and then said, we're done, leaving the state with a tab. What the government giveth, the government taketh away.
What the government giveth, the government taketh away. Is that true?
Well, I didn't personally review 48 years of Medicaid funding history, but I talked to experts on the subject, and they say they don't know if the Fed's ever reneging, and they certainly won't now because of the subject's so much in the spotlight. But the opponents aren't convinced.
All right. So what's the second theme here?
Well, the opponents despise where the money is coming from. It's coming from the Affordable Care Act, which, as you know, a lot of House Republicans are really still starched about, and it's coming from Medicaid. Here is Representative Richard Corcoran from Pasco County.
I can tell you right now, I'll go to door-to-door. I'll go on any media and any newspaper in my district, and I will tell you, every single person in my district, I will fight with my last breath to keep you off Medicaid and get you on private insurance.
Fight with my last breath to keep you off of Medicaid. Wow. What's theme number three?
Self-reliance. The House opponents think government should only help the people they call vulnerable, like children and the disabled. Here they've added in parents of young children.
But doesn't that leave out most of the uninsured?
Yeah. Here's Representative Travis Cummings from Northeast Florida explaining why.
The opportunity for a child to be in a stable home with healthy parents and the fact that an able-bodied adult should hopefully be able to find work and not rely on an entitlement program.
But Carol, don't a lot of uninsured people have jobs?
Well, yes, especially in Florida. Those House opponents know about it because some of them came to Tallahassee to testify. And here's one of them, Chester Frazier, who's a nurse's assistant and is trying to support a wife with cancer and two children.
Medicaid is not what the media has been saying, that is just couch potatoes. There are a lot of hardworking people that's been raised the old-fashioned American way. Work, make an honest living, pay your taxes, and your country will take care of you.
So we should find out in the next couple of days whether he's right, or will we?
I wish I knew. I hope they don't put it off because this has been a real nail-biter, but they could decide it tomorrow or they could decide it not at all.
So there's a good possibility nothing will happen from this whole session, right?
That's right, on Medicaid expansion anyway.
Okay. Carol, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.